Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on the line with us now, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Hey, Levo, Eric and I were going back and forth about how that ninth inning played out. So Brewers are up 3-2, and we have the bases loaded. Did Williams, Devin Williams, our closer, did he start that ninth, or did he come in with guys on base?
Started the ninth. The Cardinals got their two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two-run homer by Matt Carpenter. So he started the innings clean, clean frame.
And then
they let him finish.
Yeah. Ends up with the bases loaded, in part because there was an intentional walk in there as well. Mm-hmm. But then gets the job done and shuts the door on the Cards.
Yeah, it's crazy inning, right? So he ends up striking out the side. He gets a strikeout, gives up a base hit, and then the double to Arenado. So you got second and third and one away. And then they intentionally walk Lars Nootbaar to get to Paul Goldschmidt. And I said this to Tim Dillard on TV. I went, how many times has anybody intentionally walked somebody to get to Paul Goldschmidt? I bet it hasn't happened very much, but this year Paul Goldschmidt's not going as well as he has in the past, even though he's been a Brewers killer and over the course of his career. He ends up striking out, and then he strikes out Nolan Gorman, does Devin Williams, and you're looking at a 3-2 win.
Talking with Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. You know, I was watching the broadcast as well, Levo, and it occurred to me that we were really running on Wilson Contreras. Is that something because he's back from injury, or did they see something there? I mean, like, that guy's pretty good.
Yeah, they've been running on everybody pretty much over the course of the season. But a lot of it, though, is the pitchers from St. Louis. They just do not do a very good job of holding runners. Now, Wilson Contreras ended up throwing out two base runners, one on a pitch out and the other on a very good pitch to throw on. There's an obstruction play in there that wasn't called, but we don't need to get into that. But nonetheless, the Brewers have been extremely aggressive running the bases all season long. It's just part of their identity.
I heard no one was at that game last night, Jeff. Like, one of the lowest attendance levels at Busch since COVID.
I said that to my wife. We're watching the game. I'm like, can you imagine, like, late August empty seats at Busch Stadium? Look at the place.
Yeah, 30,000. And from what I saw, the tweet from one of the beat writers from the Cardinals is that it was the lowest attendance in Busch Stadium 3's history. And that goes back to 2006 in a non-COVID season. So 30,000 is your lowest attendance. It's pretty good. But, yeah, it was very quiet, very, very quiet.
See, it bothers Eric that I've described our six-game winning streak as halfway to hamburgers. Listen, man.
I don't know. Maybe get to 10 first.
Well, we haven't taken a run at it yet this year, right? Is this about the longest streak we've had?
It's 100% the longest winning streak the Brewers have had this year. So, yeah, I guess you're right. Halfway to burgers is a pretty good way to describe it. I like where your head's at. The Brewers have taken good runs at it the last couple of seasons. They got there a few years ago in 2018. They got really close last year, 9-game winning streak. So who knows? You still got some time left.
All right. Start marking the calendar for when that'll be Burger Day.
Well, what do we have? We got two more against the Cards.
Yep, that gets
and
us
then we're
Thursday.
Still on the road after that. Out to Oakland, right?
Out to Oakland, then come back and you got the Giants. So next Tuesday would potentially be Burger Day.
At home.
Yes, I grant you it's early. Right? Halfway. All right. It's a lot of baseball between now and then. I'm going to mark it on the calendar nonetheless.
Let's get to 9, Vince, and then we'll see where we are. All right.
All right. We'll revisit at that time. Hey, nice shirt last night, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Who wore it better, me or Brad Thompson from the Cardinals?
100% Jeff Levering.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe that. He turned around the corner, and it was like a Beetlejuice moment. What is this? Where are you shopping, man? This is crazy.
7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.